Has your boss ever called you on your day off about a client or a work assignment? Have you ever tried to lay down and relax, spend the day with your family, and your phone gets bombarded with text messages and missed calls? Well, if you're like me, you're sick and tired of it. And it looks like California is sick and tired of it too. It is being reported that a new California bill would let employees ignore bosses' after-hour call messages. Under the bill, employers could face a civil penalty if they violate the rule, and some are saying that this will improve their work-life balance. And I agree. In this episode, we'll break down the new rule, how we got here in the first place, and how you can leverage this new rule to improve your work-life balance, especially if you perform remote work. All this and more on Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. As a certified private wealth advisor, I have seen many clients who have made enough money, meaning money is not their primary goal when it comes to choosing jobs. They are more focused on mental health and lowering stress levels, and it looks like this new policy can help improve both. When I was in my early 20s, I used to work for a cell phone shop, and I loved it. Well, sort of. It gave me some of my happiest moments, and unfortunately, some of my most regretful moments. One of these regretful moments was answering the phone when I was off of work. I had just had my new baby and took a few days off. On the second day after the delivery, I was just sitting in the hospital watching TV as my wife recovered, and my phone starts ringing. It is a cell phone shop. I pick it up, and it looks like they were short-staffed and was wondering if I could come in and cover lunch for about an hour or two. I said sure. I hadn't showered in 2 days, and it would be good to catch a nap at home as well in my bed. The hospital sofas are horrible, and I started to get a crook in my neck. I'll tell everybody I'll be back. I head home, I cover the shift, I take an hour nap and a shower, and I drove back to the hospital. And I'm still paying for it today. My wife at the time felt abandoned. She thought I had left her alone and I shouldn't have went. And looking back, I shouldn't. But I felt pressure from my job and maybe a little selfish as well because I needed that nap. Well, it seems as if California is trying to get ahead of this potentially detrimental problem so people don't fall in the same trap as I did. With mental health, work-life balance, and other psychological issues our society is facing, employers are looking for ways to show that they have the work environment people need. In a recent article, it states, the pressure to respond to work messages after hours has rapidly increased in recent years, especially as remote work during the pandemic blurred the lines between work and personal life boundaries. It has sped up worker burnout and forced many countries to look into the quote-unquote right to disconnect laws, according to the World Economic Forum. Democrat Assemblyman Matt Haney of San Francisco is aiming to add California to that list with a bill he introduced in February that is being considered in the state legislature. If passed, as currently written, Assembly Bill 2751 would require a public or private employer to establish a workplace policy that provides employees the right to disconnect from communications from the employer during non-working hours, except as specified. This is great news. It looks like soon in California, you can turn off your phone and figure out what you missed when you get back in the office. This bill is not the first of its kind, as we alluded to earlier. Well, not in this country anyway. It seems as if France was the first to enact a right to disconnect law in 2017. People believe this will lead to a healthier and happier lifestyle. And I would agree. For the first and second generation, that is. But I don't know how many generations after that. I get where California is coming from. Many people are leaving the state due to the taxes and all these restrictions on their personal lives. So having something like the freedom to disconnect may entice some of its citizens to stay. States like Texas and Florida seem to be attracting the freedom seekers, as these states have better policies when it comes to their citizenship. Now, I don't know about you, but I used to cringe when I received a phone call from my job after work because it was never anything good. I never got a call like, "Hey, AB, I just want to let you know you're doing a great job and I couldn't wait to tell you tomorrow." It was always, "Hey, I can't find this phone. Did you scan it into the inventory? It's not showing up on the computer. You know what? Can you just stop by and show us where it is?" Now, let's be fair here. Those times were also some of my happiest times as well. When my wife was pregnant, she can come down to the shop to let me know. Our family and friends were able to come in and spend time with us when business was slow, and we had access to all the new apps for free. So as far as the lines being blurred between personal and private life, I think in some jobs they're already kind of blurred. And I think the benefit of the right to disconnect, we see that as a benefit because we didn't have it prior, but after about one or two generations, it becomes a sense of entitlement. And I think that's what we're finding out here. The job market is swinging so far on the liberal side and that we're getting so many benefits that soon is going to be a sense of entitlement where people say, "I have to get this. I should get this. I deserve this. You're supposed to do this." And we're not going to appreciate the work that these employers are putting in because this is not an opportunity to bash employers, right? This is to expose the fact there are some benefits that we're not looking into. And I talk about employee benefits all the time. There are so many employee benefits as far as teeth cleaning and annual checkups at the doctor, you know, subsidizing some of these insurance policies that employees don't take advantage of because they just come. You don't have to fight for them. But for generations, we have to fight for that opportunity to subsidize some of the high costs of taking care of our health. And this is not going to be any different from what I can see. So with this new policy, I'm sure employers are going to compensate in one way or another. I can see them eliminating the use of personal devices to some extent, or at least penalizing people for having them during working hours. For each infraction, employers could receive a potential $100 fine. So what are the non-working hours? That will be established with an agreement with the company. But I wonder how this is going to play out. Because what if the employer does break the policy? Will the employee be kind of on this hit list? You know, I don't care what human resources says or the policy says. Too many times you complain to HR and they claim it's private and then they go run to tell the manager and now he or she has a personal vendetta against you. Now they're retaliating against you and potentially could get you fired. But what do you think about this bill? Do you think it's a good idea or just another annoyance that the company will want you to ignore? Because I don't know about you, when I was working at my last firm, they wanted you in the office 10 to 15 minutes before your shift, but only paid you for the hours you were scheduled and wouldn't allow overtime. So basically, they were getting an hour of free labor every week and a full workday every 2 months without having to pay you. And if you left on the dot, let's say 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. or whenever that you were off, you were shamed and you were called a non-team player. Do you think this is going to happen to those who ignore phone calls from their colleagues after hours when you're working on a project and they have questions? But as a financial advisor, I wouldn't use this as a reason to choose a job in California. When we speak of financial planning, career planning is something that we consider. And more specifically, we consider employee benefits. Is this an employee benefit that will improve a company's chance of getting new talent? I don't think so. But I am glad they are taking the first steps to thicken the line between personal and work life. It says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23, "In all toil, there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty." They're working on it, and I'm sure there'll be some profit, but if it's just talk and these companies don't hold up their bargain, I think employees will be even more upset than they are now. Well, if you find yourself in a job that you don't like and thinking about changing, make sure you have your financial plan ready for the unexpected. Because when you have a plan, you can create financial freedom so you don't have to stay in a dead-end job that won't respect your boundaries. So doing career planning will stop you from making an emotional decision to leave your job and actually cut off cash flow and help you rethink maybe making a smoother transition by taking a majority of the assets that you make and funneling them into your new project. And if you want to see what that looks like, or if you want to start your plan currently, you can reach out to us at AB Ridgeway Wealth Management, where we help Christians like you combine your faith and your finances and provide Christian counsel on money matters. If you like episodes like this, make sure you check out episode number 220, Magic Number for Retirement Hits Over 1 Million, where we talk about the number necessary to retire happily. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.